enjoyable and beneficial, as they say. What's that?
Sorry.
Because saying not really.
No.
Thanks a lot.
No.
Okay. So again, I want to speak very briefly about Kerev Kahala, but again, not much because we did it last year very extensively for those who were here, and those who weren't can like ask the people who were here, and you know they'll tell you all about it, hopefully. But we'll speak very quickly just to the basic issue. But I really want to get after we finish these you know Taharos issues. But again, we're going to do that quickly too, because that's also a massive topic. I'm thinking maybe over Shabbos a little bit, we'll talk more about it. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll see how far we get today. But the next bigger topic, also shouldn't take too long, hopefully, is on Gimel Amud Aleph, Kli Shareis, I think I already mentioned. So just a few other Marbe Kavos, the Rashi, Tosfos, the Rishonim Al Atar, basically, the Ramban, Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maaschal, Rava. The Ritva Alatar, Dibur Maaschal, the Ika, and the Rambam, of course, very important Rambam. I think it fits with everything we've been doing. Maisa Karbonos, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. And also just to supplement, Tosis and Zvachim, Sadi Zayin Omid Beis, Dibur Maaschal V'Hasam, and the Shittim Kubetzis and Zvachim, on Mem Zayin Omid Aleph, Os Chavtes, Tosus and Zvachim Yudalot Omid Beis, Dibur Maaschal Hagah. It's related to the question of, you know, Shkita being an Avodah or not, this, you know, connection to Klisharis. And of course, the Gemara in Sota on Yudalot Omid Beis, and if you can, the in the Chidushia Griz on Sota, the Rav said the same thing, basically, same basic idea, some little maybe nuance difference, about, again, the question of Shkita being a Mekadesh or a Machshir, that whole issue. So that's in terms of Klisharis. And then after that, what's that? Yeah, absolutely. So everything's in the Parsha. It's amazing, right? So that's why it's tempting maybe over Shabbos. We'll see. Do a little bit of Taharo over Shabbos. So if we don't get to all of it today. So that's that. And then after that, again, we're trying to move more quickly and more kind of straight through things. Then comes the question of Namanos and Yotze V'Nechas. That's the Gimel Amud Aleph and Kuti. Those topics come on the heels of Klisharis, but we'll try to move, again, we'll try to do a quick job. Okay, for today, first of all, just a quick Ha'ara. Did you mention to me the Psalm Sofer? Yeah. So the, and it's on where? Lamed Aleph? So Nathan just mentioned to me the, again, another Mar Mokom to put into the list. Again, on the relationship between Chulin and Kodshim for Shechita, and especially with respect to Kavana. Right, so we were noting that, you know, we had Josh's, you know, Rima L'Neil, which is really intriguing. If it's true, it's certainly amazing. And I was saying that the Rush, no, that's not his fault. That's just, you know, meaning, is the deal, it is a deal.
Everybody, I
won't
just be mine.
No, you brought it to my attention. This one isn't your fault, you know. The question whether or not, you know, Rav Nosson is better than the Rabbanan, that's yours completely. You know, I'm not, what do they say in the new parlance, I'm not owning that one. You know? I'm not woke about it, and I'm not owning it. And, what? I hear. That's a scary thing. It's inspiring, but it can be a little scary. But but I hear where you're coming from even in that one. But that's but the Rima L'Neil is a good find. I'm just trying to be honest. You know, I like it very much. I'm just trying to be honest that, you know, I'm not sure if it's Mukhrak, but the Diuk is an interesting Diuk, and if it's true, it's very important. Either way, we had the Rush. I was suggesting that the Rush's Koach Gavra is also a echo in Rav Nosson of Kavana. I was also suggesting that, you know, and this may be something to speak of either today or over Shabbos, that when it comes to Kavana in Tahara, you know, the, you know, Tahara Lechulin, Tahara, you know, Lekadshim, that there I certainly think that even, what is it, Rav, even according to the Mandamar who says that we're Mechalik, that the default is the assumption that there should be and there's a Kalos of Kavana even in, the question is, does that translate also to Chulin for Shechita? In the Rambam, I believe it certainly does not, and if I get a chance either today or again, if we do discuss this over Shabbos. We'll talk more about it. I mean, the contrast between the way the Rambam treats, you know, the two deos about chulin shechita and the two deos about chulin, you know, tahara, which I think is a huge difference. You know, in terms of the Gemara and other Rishonim, especially in light of the Ramban and Mechamos and Rosh Hashanah and the Ramban of Chidushim and Lamed Aleph, you know, I do think that he does, basically. It's a good foil for the Rambam, meaning I think the Rambam totally distinguishes, and I think that, you know, the Ramban is kind of looking at them together, which upgrades the, you know, the Chulin part of it certainly as well. So in addition to that, Natan mentioned to me that the Chassam Sofer on Lamed Aleph, right, also raises the question, like he doesn't understand why, according to Rav Nassan, that there shouldn't be a requirement of Kavana in Chulin. After all, if you think that Kasher Tzivisi, he mentions Kasher Tzivisi, right?
Yeah, just
like
I can read it now.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
He says,
by the way, it's interesting that he calls that Rov Mefarshim, when the truth is it's the opposite. But it's interesting, obviously, like us, he was taken by it. Yeah. And he leaves it. And of course, that's the contrast to the Bach that we spoke of very earlier in the year, what's in the beginning of Siman Aleph, where he says, you know, I would think that Karshat Tzivisicha should be interpreted as Kadshim, you know, but it obviously can't be because of the Kavanah discrepancy. So these are thus, you know, two sides of the same coin, and, you know, my solution is the one in between, which is, you know, we're, you know, we've taken from the world of Kadshim, but, you know, dun mino of the Yukubiatra problem, as I said, and how much is a din in the Chepsa, and how much is a din in the institution of the Shechita, you know, so maybe it's, you know, maybe you don't have it all, which is the Rambam, even though I totally think he's a person who thinks that this is connected. Or maybe, you know, you should have, you know, almost completely, which is kind of what the Bach and the Chassam Sofer are saying, you know, each from an opposite perspective. Or what I think is really, you know, maybe for the Ramban, that's another reason why he wants to associate, you know, the Chulin, Kadshim, Chulin, Tahara, you know, dialectic, let's say, in both Shechita and Tahara. Maybe that's a reason a little bit subtly that he's pulled to that. Even though you don't need that, it's in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara really kind of brings them together, so maybe it's another reason. But as I was saying, I think that there's, you know, a good reason, you know, to be Mechalek, but that the whole Shaka Vitaria raises questions. That's a very interesting sum so far, along with the other Mekoros that we have in terms of the Kavana question, and we'll see more about that. Okay. having said that, so that last thing that we discussed was the question of chulin b'tahara, and basically there are, you know, three or four different issues which may or may not be connected here. One is the question of, you know, which I touched on, and again, maybe we'll elaborate if we get to it today, great, if not, maybe of Shabbos, if not, you know, maybe Sunday. And that is, what role is there for Tahara in the world of Chulin generally? Tried to portray, you know, generally three perspectives. One is that Tahara is a precondition or a Hagadara, you know, in the world of Kadshim or Kadshim and Truma and Maisras. And it's never an intrinsic, you know, goal in its own right. It's just, you know, something that is conducive to or necessary for, as Xeris HaKasuv, or maybe for substantive reasons, you know, for these others. The opposite being that, you know, there's this category called Taharos, and, you know, it's a huge Miktsoa HaTorah. And the Torah itself, actually, just to add, you know, to the argument here, the Torah uses the expression Tahara a lot. Right? Even when it doesn't really mean Tahara, like it means, you know, kashrus, you know, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. You know, the terminology tahor appears a lot in Torah Shebichsa. And maybe that, you know, is just so it's ladafka, or it has more than one meaning. You know, and it's an instrumental kind of a term. That's one way to look at it. I guess it feeds into the first perspective. These are, you know, tahara is a way of saying, you know, that you've met the conditions that are necessary for a particular application. But I do think that it's very, I think it's much more appealing to think, much more attractive to think, that the Torah uses that expression even when it doesn't mean it literally, because the Torah values Tahara as an institution, and that there are kind of, you know, echoes of it, you know, and it has much, you know, broader, you know, connection to other things and meaning. And therefore, even if we don't literally mean Tahara, and, you know, strictly speaking, you know, by using that terminology, you know, to reflect, let's say, high standards of spirituality, you know, the methodology of, you know, attaining, you know, Kedusha and transcending, you know, one's physical existence, or enriching or elevating that physical existence. If we use that expression to mean that, even though technically we don't always mean Tahara in the Seder Tahara, you know, sense of it, that, you know, instead of saying that makes it more technical and more like, you know, as I say, precondition oriented, maybe it really means that the world of Taharas is, you know, is something that is connected to each and every person and to many other circumstances. And then the idea that, you know, going further, that there is specific psukim that do speak about Tuma and Tahara, but are again labdavka, you know, the Nevela problem, which we'll get back to in Rosh Hashanah, or the Sifra, really, it's quoted, it's really the Sifra, and Gemara quotes in Rosh Hashanah, and so on, which imply, you know, that that no one is allowed to be mistame from a Nevela, every Yisrael and under all conditions. Again, Ibn Ezra actually reads the Pasuk that way. Again, it's against the Maskana of Torah Shebal Peh, meaning the Sifra and the Gemara and so on. But, it, you know, it's, you can't blame the Ibn Ezra as a Pashtun for reading the Pesukim that way. So even though we always follow Torah Shebal Peh, again, in the end of the day, there are still two choices left to understand all of this. One is, it's a Gili Milsa about something very, very specific. You know, Chayav Adam Latar is Atzma Beregel. Or it just means, you know, it's just a description of whether you become Tahar or not. It's not an imperative at all. If you look at the Ramban in his Perush Al HaTorah in the Parsha there, right, he basically says that the din of Chayav Adam Latar is Atzma Beregel is only a din de Rabbanan. And it's an Asmachta. The Gemara doesn't really mean that that's the Bakar. But it's pretty clear that most of the Rishonim, you know, took it very, very, the simple part out of this Sifra on the Gemara is that they took it very seriously. Certainly the Rambam, we'll get to the Rambam hopefully soon, and the end of Tumas Ochlin, you know, makes it seem like that's a din, that's a makar doraisa, as do most Rishonim. Certainly Rashi al Torah sounds that way, the Gemara sounds that way, and Ramban is really the Mechudash view here, although you can't blame him in a way. So then you have, like, it's something very shocking. I mean, they have this pasuk. The pasuk has nothing to do. It's not even in a mizger. It's not even a framework at all of Moadim. Right? Just a random, you know, statement in the Torah. Not random. I mean, it's meaning the randomness is applying it to the Moadim. Right? Again, if that's the Mesorah, which it is, and according to most Rishonim Doraisa, that's the Mesorah, then that's what it is. But it's still a strange phenomenon. It's like, in the, you know, imei no inyan lakan to no inyan lakan, kind of an idea, which I always think, you know, you can approach in two ways. Again, so one idea, one way to approach both of those things and many other such things, meaning whether there's the common denominator being when the it's not kipshuto shel mikra, or the interpretation of Torah Shebal Peh seems contrived, you know, etc. You know, one way to look at it is, you know, the Rabbanu Shalom has his ways of revealing the laws of the Torah. And these are Gilui Milsa, and, you know, we take them for what they are. We're more interested in the result and in the fact, you know, than in the process in this case. Obviously, my own preference is the other way, and that is that, you know, when you have an Imeinu Inyan Lakan or something like this where, you know, it seems very out of the blue or contrived, like there's nothing in the Pesukim that suggests we're talking about the Moed, is that, you know, we should look more, you know, deeply into the matter, and, you know, maybe there's a reason why the Torah reveals this in this particular way. And in this case, it would be the idea that, you know, that while, that basically the general idea of not being mistame you know, is something that, like the Pshuto Shel Mikra, that value is a value that is significant at all times. And maybe the Torah Shabbat is telling us, the Besorah is telling us, you know, that it may express itself very narrowly, but when it expresses, there's a reason maybe why that particular expression, but either way, that particular expression is something that is relevant, right, to all times. Meaning at all times there is such a concept, and it expresses itself only, you know, for various reasons, counter pressures, you know, that's the most conducive time, you know, to outlet it, etc. Now, does that also then mean that l'chatchila there's some value to it all times, or maybe, you know, the circumstances because of, again, the downside or maybe just the only way to get the upside, you know, are limited, that's still an open question. You could have the this phenomenon and say, well, therefore, l'chatchila, we should always, you know, try to do this. It's always a value. Or you could say, no. You know, it's always the Yatsoschar Baseid on Yudafka shouldn't, or it neutralizes even the value. Or maybe only under the right conditions, you know, does this outlet work. But it still belongs to that larger outlet. That's kind of the idea. And the middle view is that this is something that belongs to the world of Kachim and Taharos, that belongs to the world of Kachim and Trumos and Maestros, meaning the Devarim Shel Kedusha. But it isn't just a precondition, you know, it's a kind of a convergence there of Kedusha and Tahara. Okay. And that too might have wider repercussions. It might be like, you know, like the Regel outlet, you know, for Klal Yisrael, maybe. Or no, maybe it's just really a din in Kachim, particularly. So anyway, these are different perspectives. And this touches on the question of, on many questions. But again, you have to analyze each one. And that is, you know, is there a broader idea of being Tahar? You know, what do you do with that? How do you explain the Moed issue? So I'm going to leave for now. If we get back to it, great. What about Achila, which makes you Tame? And if there's an issue of Achila, which makes you Tame, a problem with that, or the Chatchila to avoid, or an actual Iser, is it about becoming Mistame, or is it about even the Maisa Achila? You know, and the Mistame part is just a Shiur, meaning the act itself, the act of making yourself Tame, or the act of eating a Dvar Tuma, you know, is what's awesome. So this, of course, is touched on by Tosis al-Atar. Everybody's trying to figure out where Tosis got their, you know, got this from Tana de Be'al Yahu or some of Drashim, or, you know, because there's, you know, Hiskadishtem or Benitmeisembam. You know, there are plenty other dinim that are derived from Hiskadishtem or Benitmeisembam. So it's not like you, it's obvious that it refers to this. So how do you navigate that, you know? Tosis in other places doesn't say what they say here in Chula. It's a very important Tosis. So Tosis deals with two issues, right? The question of whether you can be Matame, you know, Ochel Sheberet Yisrael. And the second question, whether there's a Iser, right, to avoid eating something which makes you Tame. But again, we'll see. I'll talk about Rav Bishop Perlo if I get a chance in a minute. Whether that's a din in the result or it's even a din in the act, you know, is an open question. These are all interesting questions. Does any of this have to do with whether Tumas, Sugyan Abarazara, and elsewhere, whether Tumas Gvia, right, is Doraisa? And is there a difference between Achila, being Nogeya, right, in which, you know, direction? Is there some mitzvah of Achilas Chulin B'Tahara at all the time, or at least for several days a year? That's a discussion of that Yerushalmi. And that got, you know, kind of co-opted into, you know, Seres Yimei Tshuva, but the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda quotes it without the Seres Yimei Tshuva in the Perush on Avos, when we talked about the Darim Siag of Prisha. So there are a lot of related issues. What about the mitzvah of Tvila B'mikvah? Right, Rambam counts that in the Minyan Essen, and so does the Chinuch. Like, what is that? You know, what is that? A matir? Is that, you know, maybe it's actually the language that he uses when he talks about Tevila B'mikvah is very similar to the language about Shkin. Im Yirtza, you know, the whole, again, the achakach tahar. Okay, once you're sensitive to the language of the Rambam, we saw that like five different places the Rambam used that language in Shechita, right, in Perek Aleph, in Perek Bi, and in Perek Dalet, and the Peperet, and Sefer Mitzvot, and in Akatsar, right? Also in Tahara, he uses that language. Again, interesting in light of the Kabbana connection and other things. So the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Tahara b'mikvah. You know, is that B'torah, again, B'torah's Isra say, B'torah's Matir, or again, some sort of a kiyum? Interesting question. Or what about the din of Tzvila Bizmana mitzvah, which is a debate that we find in a couple of different sugyas, right? Does the is there some urgency, you know, to be mistaher earlier rather than, or Bizman in particular? And is it Bizman or as early as possible? What is that connected to? You know, Rambam's psak on that issue is actually a little bit ambiguous. Big discussion in the, there's a debate in the Rishonim whether we paskin Tefillah Bizman a mitzvah or not. The Ali Tosis already argue about it, another Rishonim, but the Rambam's view is a little bit unclear. So of course it goes back to, in terms of the Rambam himself, you know, it seems like we have a pretty clear-cut, you know, position on this issue. In the end of Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, but even that's a little bit, you know, tricky. That was the Rambam's comment, you know, that that Tahara is limited only to Kadshim, Maaser Sheni, and Truma. You know, it seems pretty definitive, right? A second. At the very, very end here, it has, again, it's very, very, Rambam links a lot of different issues here, which didn't have to, and which it could be mechalik, but it kind of runs the gamut of, you know, of the topics. Right? Kolakosav b'Torah, ubedivrei kavala, b'hilchos, ha-tumas, ha-taharos, ein elinyan mikdash b'kadashav, u-trumas, u-maiser sheni b'lvat. That's a very clear statement. Shaharei his here as hatmei melikanis lemikdash olech kodesh and truma ma'aser betumah, aval achulin ein bahen iser klal, right? Ela mutar lechol chulin tmeim belishtos mashkin tmeim. This is clearly against Tosas and his Tana de Be'elio, right? Hari nemar b'Torah v'habatar sher yigav b'chol tmei lo yachel ve'eshi sareis lechol shechulin mutarim she'enim b'daber lebasar kodesh. Im kain mitema nemar arishon shabakul and tami hasheni pasul lo she also bachila ela limnos mimenu utruma lekodesh. Meaning there's a chalos shame rishon sheni, that's about it for chulin, but that's legabe the impact. So again, this is an interesting, you can see already what the Rambam's doing here, right? He's weighing the evidence, right? What about, is there an isra chila? Is there a lechatchila, right? And if not, how come there's a chalos of Rishon and Sheni? Does the chalos of Rishon and Sheni tell you that the world of Chulin also, you know, acknowledges at minimum, also perceives as a value the role of Tahara? Mm-hmm. The Rambam's here at least saying, no, it's only Inyan, the counting and the future impact, you know, on, but could that chalos exist in Chulin, you know, legabe, the transfer, let's say, to Kadshim, or the impact on Kadshim, without there being some sort of chalos? I think that's an interesting question. I think it's definitely something that may have, just for the way the Rambam's formulating it, you know, may have been part of the mindset of the Rishonim who think that certainly there's more of a concept than a lechatchila, you know, in Chulin. Maybe they were, you know, struggling with this question. It can't be Rishon Vesheni even. Never mind if the point is to transmit, but the chalos wouldn't exist if there wasn't a chalos, and that wouldn't exist if it wasn't a value. So for the Rambam, there's no value at all, or it's just not enough of a value. It's a value legabe this, and maybe some other echoes, but just not legabe tangible dinim like Isra Achila or Isra Lihistame. That doesn't mean there isn't some sort of chalos. Right, we'll get to that in just a second. I think it's interesting to read the language. Shim naga sheni shakulim betruma pasla v'asas ha-shlishi, kenim naga b'yochim shal kodesh, tin v'asan shlishi, Then he adds an halacha ten. Kashem shemuter lechol kulin tmeim, but there's no son, right? And every kashem in the Rambam, as we know, is loaded. What do you mean kashem? Right? Kach mutar ligrom tumah lekulin sheberetz Yisrael. First of all, this is a, and we know that's our Tosis again. Tosis also links those issues, right? But it's interesting that, and Bali Tosis generally seems to have another Rishon Paskin that also ligrom tumah lekulin sheberetz Yisrael. But again, our Tosis makes it into a pragmatic halacha. It's limited to dvarim, right? Sheomdim or aruuyim, you know, lios, truma, or maisa sheni. You know, it's limited to peros, doesn't apply to bas. It's not a din in tahara per se. It's a din in trumas and maisros. Right? But A, that's not mukhara. B, you wonder, even if that's true, again, likely if that's true, then it's a pragmatic halacha. Meaning there is a din of tahara in trumas and maisros, you know, and that extends even, you know, to the point of not just protecting Chafta Shel Truma and Chafta Shel Maaser Sheni, but also making sure that, you know, you get to that point. Or no, maybe it's even more than that. Maybe it's a shiur in being gorit. Certainly if it applies to basar, you know, then it sounds like it's a bigger din. So the Rambam here, Kashem, you know, is basically kach mutter ligrom. Well, why not? What about the pragmatic side? Right? It seems to think that the question is either the pragmatic side doesn't apply before, only after, or he just doesn't think, he thinks it's not a pragmatic question. Right? It's interesting how he certainly could have been mechalek, and the Rambam was saying kashem. And you could have been mechalek in either direction. Right? Is where he gets into, you know, the Sifra and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. This is a beautiful, again, Rambam, you know, he always does it for us. He always brings things together. Sorry, Hizra Kosev is B'nai Aaron, yes, a Nazir, right, as I raised the question the other day, whether or not, you know, Kohanim belong to Klal Yisrael, it's part of the spiritual specialization, but it, you know, to what extent is this just about the Kohanim, or... You know, Kohanim, Shluchei Didan, in which case we're connected in that way. And is there a difference between Nazir and Kohen? Here he has both. Hizir b'nei Aaron v'sa Nazir mistame b'meis m'chal shekola am mutarim. V'sha'af Kohanim v'nazir mutarim l'histame b'shar tumos chutz mitumas meis. Right? Kol Yisrael muzar lios tahorim b'chol regel. That's where he, you know, that's an exception. How does he handle that? So again, the Shagas Aryeh understands that this is a pragmatic halacha, because it's a chiyuv aliyah l'regel. That's how he understands the words. Mipnei sheim nechonim liikanis l'mikdash v'leachol tach. Doesn't say that at all in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is chayav adam utar responsible for regel. There's nothing about the relationship to korbanos or kinisa l'mikdash or aliyah l'regel. Doesn't say which. I mean, regel usually means regalim. There's a debate about that. The zeshenem b'toru b'nivla sam lo tigo b'regel bilvat. Nitma in a loka, that's also controversial. I'm not going to get into that right this minute. Aval shar yimos hashana in a muzar. Again, you could say, well, you know, it's a din in the regal, and, you know, there's a lechatchila shar yimos hashana. Again, in the in Sefer Yitzchak Reb Sajagon, he's very partial to the chiyuv. He's basically trying to discuss the position of Reb Sajagon. He thinks that Reb Sajagon counts being nizar on tahara as a mitzvah saseh, right, all year round for Jews, for all Jews. I mean, against everything that the Rambam is saying, and he thinks that includes many things. But he has some very interesting perspectives, which again, if I don't get to now, maybe we'll talk over Shabbos. I'll do a shiur on this, but. Aval shar yimos hashana ein muzar. So he actually thinks I don't understand this, but Rabbi Yochanan Perlo suggests that if you read the Sifra and you read the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you could walk away with the impression that Kohanim have an Isur lehistame b'nevela kol shana, just not Yisraelim. And that Yisrael maybe have a lechatchila too. Or at least maybe an Yisr Achila, or an Yisr, which is better, Yisr Achila, Sinagia. These are things that he discusses. Anyways, then in Yudal, if you have Hatameh Vatar Yachdav, Bipi Hashmu Lamdu, Shatameh Vatar Oklin Bekara Achas, right? For the Rambam, right? Avalo Yochal Habalim Ishto Bekara Achas, She Nida, that's because of Yisr Nida, Leishteima Velotimzo Kos. You wonder, is it only Yisr Nida, or is that, is there a tahara element to that? Yochal azava marzava. Then you have finally in halacha yibes, apapishamut the last halacha. You have tuas ochlin. Apapishamut the last halochlin tmeim belishdos mashkin tmeim. Kasidim harishonim yochlin chuleim b'tahara in the prushim. Min izharim min atumas kulan kol yibeim behin in the koyim prushim. The Rambam says the davar zek kedusha yisera the derech chasidus. Shia Adam Nivdal Uporesh Mishara Umbaliga Bahan Valiokal Ishtaimahan. Shah Precious, this is Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, right? Nivia Lide Tahara, Saguf, this we've read for other reasons, on Mondays. Mimas and also for the end of Hilchos Matlas Asuras, the end of Hilchos Shechita, right, and so on. Avos. Shah Precious Mivia Perik Zayin Hilchos Tshuva. Shah Precious Mivia Lide Tahara Saguf, Mimasim Araim. The Taharas Aguf mevia lidei Kedushas HaNefesh min Adeos HaRoz. The Kedushas HaNefesh go remes lehidamos b'shchina. Right? Shenemar v'yiskadishtam v'yisvim kedoshim ki kadosh ani. This is an amazing presentation of the Rambam. The question is, and I want to get back to this, but I'll just tell you the tentative for the moment. I'm going to qualify it somewhat. It sounds like, you know, but how does Halakha Yudbeis fit into the rest of the Rambam? And especially if you say that the regal idea is like the Shagasari understood it, pragmatic, meaning even in the regal, it's just, you know, functional. It facilitates, you know, Knisa L'Mikdash and Havaos Karbanos and Achilos Karbanos. Right? So then how do you explain, you know, this admiration for the Prushim, right, and the description that Davar Zek Kedusha Yisera V'dera Chasidus. But if you look very carefully, again, I'm going to qualify this, but let's say for the moment, if you look very carefully, we might reassess it a little bit, but if you look just superficially what the Rambam says, but closely, what he's saying here is something a little bit a little bit narrow. That is, he doesn't say that tahara, you know, being in a state of tahara, avoiding tumah per se, is valuable. Right? There's a functional aspect even to the prushim, the chasidim, so it would seem. And that is the fact that he's nivdal uporesh mishar ha'am, I mean, by being shown, it's almost like a mechanism. Like if you do this protocol, it's going to keep you away, you know, from the hamon am, a little antisocial, but the idea being v'lo yochal v'yishta imahen, right? Shaprishus mivia lidei taharas haguf mimasim haroyim. Meaning you're going to avoid, you know, some of the rabble, you know, and you know what goes on at meals and other, you know, raucous, I guess, gatherings, etc. And that will save you from, you know, bad influences or bad habits or bad conduct. Interesting. And then comes taharas haguf mivia lidei kedushas hanefesh min adeos haroz, the part that we had been emphasizing in some of our other shiurim. Once you have taharas haguf, that leads to kedushas hanefesh, but the taharas haguf itself is the avoidance of ma'as. Because once you avoid ma'as and ro'im, you live a certain kind of lifestyle. That's maybe lidei kedushas hanefesh min adeos haroz on the ideological and behavioral, and that kedushas hanefesh is goremes lehidamos b'shchina. So according to the Rambam, you could read this as all being a methodology. Again, the tahara part per se is just always functional, right? I think it's a little more than that, not so much more than that, but I do think in the Rambam, in the end, it is more than that. But that's how you can read it. And just to contrast it, I like to contrast it with the chinuch. Everybody see the chinuch? The chinuch is much more open to the intrinsic value, and certainly according to Rabbi Yochanan Shapiro, even more, of Tzadjagon. One second. What day would I say it was? Kuf Samech, Kuf Nun Tes, and then Kuf Ayin Hey. What is it? Kuf Ayin Hey is the one where he has the stronger formulation. So let's go to Kuf Ayin Hey. We have the Tosefes. That's the Kuf Ayin Hey. Here. In Kuf Ayin Hey, he's commenting on the Rambam's formulation in Sefer Mitzvos. This is the one of Tahara Mikvah, Mitzvos Tevila L'Tmeim, or the Kuf Zayin of the Rambam or something.
What is it?
Kuf Tes in the Rambam. So in Mitzvos Aseh Kuf Tes, the Rambam says that, you know, when you, again, very much like the language that he uses in Shkita, Kishe Yirtza, this is the way to do it. Again, I would argue that it's the methodology. The methodology identifies a singular approach, and so on. Same idea we discussed, some almost same language. And then the Rambam says, however, right, if you want to delay it, right? Aval mirtza lihishar b'tumasa aval yikanes l'machna shkina zman rab harshus b'yada. That's a comment, that's a quote of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. Then the Chinuch adds, tosefes mikom mokom ein ze mi midas hachasidim v'anshe maisa liyo sam, right? Mitumaim b'tumasam ki atuma me'usa v'hatahara ahuva. The nafsho shall other misale u mizdakekes b'taharu adka. This was the Tosefes to the Chinuch. So that's a very strong statement. That's not focusing on, you know, the social aspect. You know, it's not a strategy. You know, you have all these things, and you know that's going to, you know, eliminate, you know, the impact of the social intercourse, you know, with people who don't have the patience or the discipline or the inclination, you know, to commit themselves to this kind of level of scrupulous, you know, care. The only question you wonder in the Rambam, and that's, I am going to, you know, qualify it a little bit, is, so it's just a, you know, kind of an arbitrary, you know, kind of simulated protocol to, you know, to accomplish that goal. Is just strategic, or there has to be some substance in it. Maybe not enough substance to make it intrinsically significant in its own right, but it has to, one would think that it has to contribute something. But that's the caveat, I guess. But to say, it's really, what he, in that line at least, what he focuses on. But the Chinuch isn't saying that. The Chinuch is saying, Atuma me'usa v'tahara ahuva. And there are other statements in the Rambam that might fit with that too. V'nafsho sh'od misalim mizdakekes b'tahara. Again, earlier in Kuf Nun Tes, you have Kuf Nun Tes is Mitzvos Tumah Shemir Shratzon, but it's like just the first one, I guess. So he has a whole in the Shrashi Mitzvah here, a whole discussion, very important, about Tamiya Mitzvahs. You know, and the ones that are elusive, and what our attitudes, you know, it's good to search, it's good to investigate, to try to penetrate, you know, at the same time, you know, there are chukim, you need to acknowledge that. He has a whole long piece. Okay. Then one of the things he says is, he says, "V'al tatama b'ni al inyani atuma imunelam." Harbe al Kolbiria, ki efter shatuma, and then he explains, nonetheless, this is what I think it is. Ki efter shahatuma tazik el anefesh, v'tachli'a, meaning it will make it ill, k'tas. V'chein shamati adover v'pi chachamim. Kein ma sha'omru z'chorna levracha, v'nit mesem bam, v'nit mesem k'siv, without a, k'lomar sh'mayonos ha'seichel, shuhu anefesh ha'kayemes, miskalkulim k'tas b'inyan atuma. The Alta Tama, this is a great line. Biskalkal asecho binyanim agashmim apapishen omino, kibipnei shitufa shal nefesh imaguf Ye'erela Kain al Kalpanim. Vim Kain anachnu bnei ish ba'nius datenu lo neda hanefesh u'mahuta ve'ech nila ladas refuasa machalasa miderach ha'chakira. Halo l'rofim ein tachbula b'refua adikiram ikar amachla. Right? Al Kain b'kol ha'chokos ha'tumba sh'yabo b'tara ein lanu l'chatet achar shorasheyem ad boenu al tachlis ha'yidia binyani ha'nefesh ladat mahuta umotza'a umuva'a. Okay. V'havein zeh v'da'eyu ki bo nimtza k'tas tshuva al kol shorashe ha'mitzas ha'tam tumba v'hatara ad asher kimatiyam masvei al pneinu b'chidush paraduma, and so on. I'm going to want to go into the... Again, this is a very strong, very fascinating idea that somehow Tahara is a value in its own right. It has to do with spirituality. Or, again, it's also connected to Precious, probably, but not that Tahara makes you more Parush, you know, in a calculated, again, you know, social intercourse kind of a way. But on the contrary, the you know, either intrinsically the laws of Tahara or the effect of Prisha is something which, you know, is important in the, call it homeostasis, you know, between physicality and spirituality. Yeah.
Is Rebbe reading the Rambam in Tumas Ochlin as, since it says Torah, Tahara's a goof as negating the inherent value of Precious, or is it reading in the lack of him actually stating an inherent value of Precious?
Well, I think I have to read it several times I think both. Meaning, I think what's interesting is that when he discusses the benefit of the Precious for the goof, what I'm saying is he says it's mimasim harayim, as opposed to tumas hanefesh, which is mideos. What is that what I'm saying there? Mideos haros or something like that. So that, right. So I'm saying, number one, he never says that it's intrinsic. The whole focus, you know, till then, you know, is to negate Tosas, to negate, you know, Sajagon, to negate kind of the Sefer HaChinuch, you know, and so on and so forth. And even the Tahara Beregel, it seems to be portrayed in a more pragmatic way, although I don't really think so, as I mentioned last time, and I'll, you know, hopefully get back to it one way or another. But, right. And then when you finally get, but what are you going to do with Prushim? I mean, we do admire them. You know, Chasidim, or we call them Chasidim. Right? So what I'm saying is he kind of gives a very, you know, strategic explanation. He doesn't say, yeah, because they're upholding this amazing, you know, elite, spiritual, intrinsic status. Doesn't say that. Now, your question's totally in place. And what he does say, after looking at it a few times, is that, you know, the consequence of this Prisha, it's not Prisha per se, you could have said that too, right? And I do think if Ram holds that a little bit, I do think he thinks there's intrinsic value. I think he's just emphasizing mostly what it is. You know, but instead of saying, oh, you know, Prisha, you know, is good for the soul, or the standards of Tahara are good for the soul. Instead he says it's the tactic or the strategy, or both, of Prisha, you know, min ha-hamon, you know, is good for your conduct, right? In masim atovim. Now, the fact that, oh, and that ends up in the next step, leading to, you know, Tahara Salev, you know, which ends up, you know, leading to Lehidamos, all of which are, and we know the other formulations of the Rambam about Tahara Salev, I think that's very significant. But at least here, when he had an opportunity, in the end, you know, to say something more clear-cut, let's say, and definitive about the intrinsic, you know, spiritual value of the, he doesn't. He passes up and he says something different, even though I don't think he completely dismisses that or disagrees either, because I do think in the end, you know, that last line means something, what it brings to, and I also think what he says at the end of Hilchos Mikvos is Tefillah B'mei Adas. And I think his real view about Regel, which I already alluded to, which I think is, you know, Shehu Nechonim, in the sense of, not that you can do it, but there's like, you know, this Shiur, you know, in preparing for and then experiencing the Moedim, you know, again, if I get a chance, I'll elaborate. Okay, so that is, and I say, Sefer Mitzvah besides you go, and if you want a very sharp contrast, you know, you have all these issues. But I'll get back to that, I hope. Anyways, this is a big, big question, and it affects all sorts of different issues, including the ones that we mentioned, and probably a bunch of others as well. So one of the other things that it may affect, or maybe a separate topic, is where we were, which is Chulin Shanasu Al Taharas HaKadosh. Right, the value of being Prushim is the value of being Shomer Chulin B'Tahara. That's one issue. And again, the fact that there's a chalos of Rishon and Sheni, etc., what is the significance of that? But what is the significance of Prushim and so on? The next level of being Shomer, of being Mekabel, Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh, al Taharas Truma, right, that is, that's something. So again, one could have said, you know, that this is not related at all to this topic, and this is just an exercise, in as you could say that about Chulin, you know, B'Tahara too. But even more so, I guess, Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh, Chulin al Taharas Truma, you could say that's a targil, that's an exercise, you know, that's training, you know, for Trumas and for Kadshim. You know, and it's especially important for Kohanim to do that, but also for Yisraelim, you know, etc. And then it's Nihugei Agabra. You can still ask the question whether in this Din Rabbanan, you know, we also relate to the Heftza or not, but mostly, you know, it's about, you know, honing your Taharos skills for a very particular purpose. But, given everything that we've discussed, it also may be more than that, or maybe, certainly it's also that. That's one of the reasons that people pick up on it. But if there is a value, per se, in being, you know, a chassid and a parush, or in general, if there are, you know, either the language of the Torah, when it doesn't mean Tahara, per se, or the language of the Torah, when it does mean Tahara, you know, albeit narrowly, you know, but the things that we've been discussing, if the value of Tahara does apply more generally, then you can certainly understand that Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh or Chulin al Taharas Truma is even more likely to be an expression of it, right? But here you can counter, you know, a question, you know, of scope, like, you know, what does this include technically in this halacha, which again may reflect on this bigger concept, may or may not, but may. And that is, to what dinim does it apply? That's what we started talking about last time. So, again, if you look in the Sugya Nida, it applies to the issues of you know, chalos, drabana maybe, but, you know, levels of tuma, right? Because in Kulin, it should only be Rishon V'Sheni, right? Shlishi is a level that applies to Truma. Ravi is a level that applies to Kachin. Chamishi is a level that may apply to Mechatas, whatever. You have all these dinim. I have to also figure out what's Doraisa, what's Drabana. Definitely not for now in a drive-by. But there's a whole world of Taras, as you know. With regard to the question of, you know, transmitting, at least on a Drabana level, Tuma, to Truma, to Kachim, to Mechatas, right, the question of the status of Chulin al Taharas Truma, Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh, you know, becomes, you know, certainly an important issue. The question is, does that chalos, that expanded chalos, having a shlishi or having a revi, you know, that has the ability to further that transmission, right, is that just purely technical and part of the Nihugei Agabra and a very limited expression? Part of the targil, basically? Or does that already show, like, again, going back to my hopefully not, you know, exaggerated read, hopefully accurate read, of the Rambam when he's saying, I don't think, you know, that this is very expansive, and if Bim Tomar, he doesn't say Bim Tomar, he'll ask me about, you know, levels, how come there's a Rishon and a Sheni? Right. So I said, you know, that's kind of what he's touching on, and what others may have a different view on, and maybe even he has a partial view that there's a kalos. So the same question gets picked up in the Drabana level, Rechulin al Taurus HaKodesh and Rechulin al Taurus Truma. Everybody will agree that that's primarily what it's about. The Sugin Chagiga, it's certainly about Midras. Midras means something a little more than that. The levels of Chashash or Mala or Shmira. Right? The Gemara says that whether or not, Chulin al Taurus HaKodesh is Kekodesh or Lav Kekodesh, right, will also impact whether or not there's something, whether a Midras Lemisha Shomer, Chulin al Taurus HaKodesh, is Metame, somebody who's involved with Kachin. Because if you hold Chulin al Taurus HaKodesh is Kekodesh, so that would be one level, same level. If you hold not, then it would be two different levels. Right, that's the Sugyan Chagig. Okay, that's in terms of Chashash, so that's a second area. And then you have our Sugya here, and you're not sure exactly what this Sugya is about. Before we get to our sugya, let me just mention another, a quick ka'ara. There's a famous question or comment of the Turei Evan in that sugya in Chagiga. The sugya in Chagiga basically talks about two things. Number one is midras, meaning if you have a merkav, mishkav, moshe, whatever it is, of somebody who is Shomer Chulin B'Tahara, but he's not Shomer Chulin Al Taurus HaKodesh, or he's Shomer Chulin Al Taurus HaKodesh, but he's not actually, involved in Achilas Kodshim or Dinei Kodshim, what is the status of that? But the Gemara also has a discussion about Huksak. Right, what is Huksak, Arye? You saw this book in Chagiga? A chance? No? Moshe? Nathan?
When you're being told, you have the intention to be told.
Kavanas Tzvila. What we've been discussing, which is, do you need in Kavanas Tzvila, do you need Kavanah L'Tzvila? And if so, what level of Kavanah L'Tzvila do you need? So the Gemara also seems to say that, Chulin doesn't require Elusin Abdiyabed. I'm going to try to show for the Rambam that there is a kind of lechatchila, but Huchzak Bidiyabed, is not Huchzak Litvila Chulin is doesn't require a level of Kavana in Chulin, and it does apply, does require in Kodesh. Let's say you were Tovel, L'Shem Chulin, Legabe Kachem. Let's say you were Tovel Legabe Truma Legabe Kach. Okay, so that's the dinim of Huksak. So it's just interesting that Turei Evan says, I don't understand why the Gemara in the Chagiga, do I have the Gemara? I brought in all these books, right? Got to use them. Credibility. The Gemara in Chagiga, Gemara says, Omer Rav Mori, this is the bottom of your Tesla base, the Kafa Menalev, Shema Mina, Chulin, Shinaso, Al Taurus HaKodesh, Kekodesh Dami. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mimai, what's the Raya? Midalok Tani Behu Mala. Says Rashi, Lomar big day prushim. Prushim are people who are shomer tahara bechulin, but betorat chulin. So why don't you say big day prushim ha'ochin chulein betorat chulin should be a midras. We should treat it as chashash tameh la'ochle chulein betorat hakodesh. Shema mina bechlal kodeshein. V'hatani le'kodesh. Because you don't need to say this separately, that there's a mala of, you know, people who are shomer, that legabe, in other words, you know, legabe shomre taras ha'kodesh, that the big day prushim are metame midras. You don't need to say that because there's no separate category of al taras ha'kodesh. But that's already included in the Kodesh people. The Altaris HaKodesh and the Kodesh people are the same. So they already have this, you know, din of Midras. It's included. Says the Gemara. Oh, so that's the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, oh, maybe it isn't a Raya. We'll get it in the record. So the Gemara says, V'dilma haida lo k'tani bumala. Right? Not chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, right? Chulin, rabbis and rabbis tada kamar in ketruma. So the Gemara says, elami seifa. Yosef ben Yoezer, yachasid shevakuna v'yisam mitpachto midras lakodesh. Yochan ben Gudgadoy yaochal al taras hakodesh kal yama v'yisam mitpachto midras lakatas. Lakatas in lakodesh lo. Al makasav achulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Kodesh Dami. Okay. Then the Gemara says that going forward, no, maybe the whole thing isn't correct. Maybe Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh is Ketruma and not Kechul. Okay, we'll get back to that. Anyway, this is the Shakotari of the Gemara. But earlier, as we say in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah on Yudkas of the Days, where it all comes from, right? The Mishnah says, Tava L'Chulin, Uksak L'Chulin, also L'Maiser. Tava L'Maiser, Uksik l'maiser, also l'truma. Tava l'truma, uksik l'truma, also l'kodesh. Tava l'kodesh, uksik l'kodesh, also l'chatas. Tava l'chomur, muta l'kal, tava l'lo uksak, kilo lo tava, etc. Then you have big day amaretz, midras l'prushin, big day prushin, midras l'okhle truma, big day okhle truma, midras l'kodesh, etc. Okay, fine. So the Turei Evans question is, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that chulin shenasal al taras l'kodesh is Kodesh. That's why there should have been an in-between category. Why didn't they bring a raya from the fact that we don't have an in-between category when it comes to the kavana of the tvila, the huchzak? Because the Mishnah has two lists. One is the midras list, right? And the other is the kavana list, the huchzak list. So why don't they say the fact that there's no... We don't say huksak le, you know, lechulin, you know, is elo huksak, you know, le mishanasa chulin al taras hakodesh. Right? We don't say that. Obviously, because it's the same thing as saying huksak, you know, lechulin. You know, lech habikdusha is lo huksak lakodesh, which the Mishnah does say. So why is the raya of the Gemara that initially that chulin shenas al taras lakodesh from the lack of an in-between category for midras, right, but not for huksak? That's the Turi Evans question. So some achronim answer that question by suggesting that maybe with regard to midras, now you'll see why this is relevant, hopefully. With regard to midras, that may depend on chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, kekodesh or not kekodesh. But maybe with regard to huksak, namely the category of requisite kavana required in tahara, maybe chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, even if it's kekodesh, right, it does not have that same level and status. Meaning, this goes to the core of what we're asking, right? What is the stakes in Kulin, Shanasu, Al Taras, HaKodesh, Kekodesh, Alav, Kekodesh? What are we really talking about? So if it's just Rishon, Shani, and Shlishi, and Ravi, if that, you know, I don't know if that's a just, you know, maybe that's incredibly significant. That's one thing we're asking. The second thing is that the Gemara says midras. But will the Gemara also say the same idea. This is the Turi Abbas assumption of the question. Well, they say it also by Uksak? Ah. So again, this may go to the question, right? Or one of two questions. Namely, the more we see this in terms of Nihugeya Gabra, you know, and Targilim practicing, you know, but no real Hefza Shel Kedusha or quasi Kedusha here, etc. You can't, maybe. Why can't you? Just because the commitment alone can't do it, or because this goes to what we, the bigger question, because Tahara in the world of Chulin is just a very limited concept. You know, there's not really much of a Chalos. Or maybe the Chalos is only Legabe, you know, down the road, and even that's only Legabe Truma and Kaj. And also, with regard to Midras, also, you know, it's connected. You're with the Chashash. But with regard to Kavana Litvila, maybe that isn't just about Nihuge Hagavra, the standards that I impose upon myself. Maybe for that it requires that we really acknowledge a level of Tahara and Tumah. Tvila is about Kavana Litvila, is about being Motzi Tumah. There it's really about not just Chalos Tumah Legabe, you know, when it ultimately interacts with, you know, Kudshim, right? It's about, or Trumar Maisa Shani, it's about acknowledging and projecting that there's a standard called Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh. So in the same vein, again, I don't want to get too much into this, big topic. So that's why our Sugin Chulin here is so important. It's important for many things, as you could see. Because our Gemara, right, talks about the problem of Shkita B'Sakin Arok, with a long sack. What does that have to do, you know, with the Gemara Nida, Rishon and Sheik, or even Midras, right? It sounds like it has more to do with either some Iser Latame, or at minimum, right, a Chiyuv Shmira Minatoma. But then we're saying, oh, you know, will we allow you a Tame, you know, even with, you know, a Sakin, you know, a Roch, will we allow you, you know, to interact with Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh. The truth is an interesting issue. I mean, number one, the Gemara itself seems already to reflect, you know, the Gemara not based on the base is according to the Mandamar, Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh is Kekodesh. Right, on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says maybe that's one of the reasons to reject this interpretation of the Gemara. So the question arises, if Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh is Kekodesh, why are we distinguishing between Mukdashim and Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh? In this very Gemara, which is promoting Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh, the Gemara is distinguishing. Okay, there might be a very easy answer to that question. The easy answer to that question might be based on Rashi, and that is, there's still a difference between Doraisa and Drabana. That's what Rashi emphasizes here in Chulin Besud Beis. However, the Note of Yehuda, did everybody get a chance to look at the Note of Yehuda in Yoredeya Siman Dalet? I remember, I did give it to you, right? Yeah? Give it a little behind? Eita? I didn't give it?
You gave it, but there were a lot of other regards to
I mean, it was like Batal Baro? Kimandalesa? Okay, but I did give it. It's not, I mean, I don't have to, like, have a memory or a sanity check. You're saying you might, that might be helpful anyway, but not because of that. Understood. Okay. So did anybody get a chance to see the Note of Yehuda? No? Okay, Note of Yehuda has the following discussion. The Rambam, Nichlus Psula, and Mukdashim, again, I just want to get through this because I want to get to the other topics because we have so much to do this year. The Rambam, Psula, and Mukdashim, Perek Aleph, should be quoting our Gemara, but there's a problem. What's the problem? Hoodie, Saad? Just the Rambam, you know, quoting this Gemara. Binyamin? Does the Rambam quote our Gemara faith? Josh? Does the Rambam quote our Gemara faithfully or not? Zach? Eitan? Tano? What? Sulei Magdashim? Meaning the argument has a discrepancy. Oh, Eitan, good. Sounds like you're agreeing. No? I saw you nodding. What's that? Oh, you're talking about the sanity check thing. No. You assume he doesn't. No, but you were nodding in a way it sounded like, you know, you have inside knowledge. Not illegal inside knowledge, on the contrary. See? Ellie? Moshe? Moshe. No? Zilla Magdashim is like right up your alley. Tani? Rami? Asher? I've been working on it. What? Correct. The Rambam omits the requirement of the Gemara that he say barley, shalom agati. Our Gemara is very explicit about that. There's a difference between Tzulei Mukdashim, I'm sorry, there's a difference between real Mukdashim and Taurus HaKodesh. Correct? Asher? That's our Gemara. What is Rambam? Do you have the Rambam? Is it Aleph Beis? What is it? Yoni, you have it? What? Aleph? Yud Beis, sorry.
Base.
Aleph?
Base.
Base, that's what I thought. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh. And what's missing? The Torah Koma Barali Shalom Agati. At least, right? So the Noda Behuda asks this question. And he gives, like, two answers. Agav, he has some interesting discussions. So his first answer, and you'll see, again, I'm interested in distilling from these things the question of, Chulin Shadasal Taurus HaKodesh, like, how far does it, Kikodesh, or Lav Kikodesh, what does it mean? I'm interested in two questions. Technically, what does it apply to, and what doesn't it apply to? And, of course, based on analyzing that, trying to figure out, is this just Nihugei Agabra? Is it really, you know, a chalos and a cheft, at least a rabbanon? And wondering, this is the speculation part which we can't prove, but at least it's a legitimate question to wonder about, whether this question to rabbanon, whether there really is a cheft or a chalos of, you know, either of Kedusha or of Tahara, and I'll get to what I mean by that in a second too, you know, may relate to the broader question, you know, how relevant, you know, is Tahara to Chulin to begin with, correct? Okay, so that's why I started out by saying the Gemara Nida and the Gemara in Chagiga. Now the Tori Evans question, what about Huchsak? Okay, so now I'm just pointing out something else, and that is, in our Gemara, the Gemara distinguishes between Chulin, Shinasal, Taurus, and Kodesh, right? And Kodshin, with regard to the requirements of Barali, Lechatkila, B'diavad, that whole business, right? But the Rambam drops it. At least he drops the kachim part of it. It's an explicit Gemara. How can you drop it? So the Norbuda is bothered by it. So the Norbuda says two things. The first thing that he says is that basically, you know, the Rambam looked at the Gemara, said this Gemara is Aliba Demandamar Chulin Shinasal Taurus HaKodesh is Kekodesh. So why is there a difference? There shouldn't be a difference. That's what it means, Kulin Shinasal Taurus HaKodesh. Right, it's Kekodesh. So the Rambam thought, if you really hold Kulin Shinasal Taurus HaKodesh Kekodesh, then they should be the same. Or at least according to the Mandamar, that it's Kekodesh, they should be the same. So you don't need Borali, you know, in Kulin Shinasal Taurus HaKodesh, according to that Mandamar. You shouldn't need it for anybody else, because it's a strange sugya. Then the Rambam says, I like that answer. Initially, he says, but I know it's not foolproof because of Rashi. Because Rashi says, you know, probably was troubled by this question. Like, how can the Gemara say, Kulin Shinasal Taurus HaKodesh Kekodesh and explain the Mishnah that way when there's this, you know, explicit discrepancy? And that's what probably why Rashi keeps emphasizing that the whole thing is only drabana. So as best as it is kakodesh, there's still going to be a difference between drabana and daraisa. But that may not be the answer. However, if you don't hold like the Rashi, it might actually be the answer. Now again, the Rambam, it's curious, because the Rambam does not, just to add to this, which he doesn't say, on this maybe what you want to say, Ellie, go ahead. What do you want to say? Yeah. Yeah, I hear that, but I don't. But at the end of the day, I hear that's a ha'ara. I would say, I don't think it's a question. I think it's a ha'ara. But at the end of the day, what he's saying is, you know, that there is an equation between them. So you know, you're right. Mostly, so since we're saying that kulin shenasal taras hakodesh, you know, doesn't require barley, so that you know it's made on you know that there must be a different daya. He's saying, you know, basically there must be a different view regarding it's a ha'ara. That's what his suggestion is. Again, it's curious because the Rambam actually, of all Rishonim, the Ravid calls him out, but at least in three places I told you to look at, right? The Rambam actually paskins at Kulin Shinasu al Taurus HaKodesh is not Kekodesh, right? Many Rishonim paskin that it is Kekodesh, certainly the Ravid, but the Rambam in a bunch of places, in Mishka B'Moshav, and two places in Sharav Satuma, right, paskins at kulin shenas al taras hakodesh is not kekodesh, even though kulin shenas al taras truma is ketruma. That's also a curious thing. Right. But that's not necessarily a pircha on this mahalach, because what the Rambam could be saying is, listen, I happen to paskin kulin shenas al taras hakodesh is lav kekodesh, but when the Gemara was thinking, according to the manda amar kulin shenas al taras hakodesh, kekodesh you don't need barley. So if you're going to equate them, equate them. By the way, maybe that's one of the reasons, this is a little bit ironic, that in the end of the day, the Rambam doesn't paskin kulin shenas al taras hakodesh, because maybe he thinks that means you have to equate them. Maybe he has a higher ambition for that, and the evidence doesn't support that, and therefore it's not kakodesh. But still, with regard to the barley, you know, since the manda amar kakodesh doesn't require barley, apparently barley is not so required, even though your question still goes, your har is a good har. Okay, but then that isn't great. What would be the answer? What would other people say? Well, the one is Rashi. I draw a button to Raisa. But it could be that there's another answer to that question. I'm not talking about the Rambam now. And that is, it's kakodesh, right, but it's still limited. Maybe it's kakodesh in the Hugi Agavra, not in the Chefza. Or maybe even the Gabe the Chefza, right, are different dinim. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a second. I'll give you another. What is the other answer to Nod Bihuda? The one that he likes better. Also very fascinating, because it opens up all the issue. And that is as follows. He says, the truth of the matter is that there should be no difference between, this is the assumption, there should be no difference between kulin shenas al taras hakodesh leman damar kakodesh, right, and muktashim. Why? Because at the end of the day, the problem that we're contending with in both cases is a drabanan. What? Kulin shenas al taras hakodesh is a drabanan problem, right? But muktashim is not a drabanan problem, is it? Ah, says the Nod Bihuda. It really is, or at least according to the Rambam. But maybe it wasn't according to the Gemara. Meaning what? But quoting the Tosas, the Nod Bihuda says, listen, Tosas raises an important question here. That is, how do you get Tuma Daraisa, even in Muktashim, there's no Hechsher Basar? But in order for Basar to be Mistame, right, it has to be mukshar, right? And, you know, in a state when it can be ochel, right? Usually it's understood, there are many makoros that imply this very strongly, that the need for hechsher and tuma is a shiur in shame ochel. Okay, it's like the gemar of an ochel is that it be mukshar al yidei mashke. So why is there a problem of hechsher? Lituma when it comes to Muktashim? That's Tosfos' point. Eitan?
What?
Why is there Hechshu
by... Why is there a problem?
The problem is, and supposed to Chulin.
There's no liquid.
And in Chulin? So then why is this a problem more for Kachim than for Chulin? You have to look up the... You saw the Tosfos?
Yes.
Hey, read the line of Tosfos. Oh, I forgot the aim dam machshir. Dam kodshim machshir. Kivas HaKodesh is machshir. Oh, if you look at the sugya later on, Chulin, they say ki adam, shafach, kol she'ena v'shvicha. Was it Lamed? Lamed Gimel? Something? Was it Lamed Gimel? Yeah. Who has it? Yoni, you have it? Here, go ahead, just quickly. Right, dam chulin is machshir lekabel tuma. Dam kodshim is not machshir lekabel tuma. Ooh, that's interesting. This is a phenomenon. That's interesting. You have it, Yoni?
Yeah. Okay.
What is this, Lamed Gimel?
Yeah.
Misuavos. You don't need tilos yadayim because you can't be matame even if you want them, right? Because it's not hukshir lekabel tuma. Go ahead. Oh, that's an interesting issue too, right? That maybe the shechita itself is machshir. Why? Because if the idea is to complete the shame ochel, so typically that's done through hechsher mashke, but maybe shechita does that in its own right, right? Okay, go ahead. Okay, that's an interesting question. Go ahead. I mean, dam kodshim, which is subject to zrika, and is not nishbach ala aretz, that's not called a mashke in the same way. Very formalistic halachas. Okay, it says the note of Yehuda, a few things that I want to that I think are open to, to our issue. He says like this. So basically, Tosfos points out that there shouldn't be a tuba problem in mukdashim. Right, because the dam kodshim is not machshir. What's Tosfos' answer? Eitan, you mentioned before? Chibas HaKodesh. So Chibas HaKodesh is that's a fascinating halacha. Again, Chibas HaKodesh is a special din. Chibas HaKodesh also has a shem ochel, or maybe it's achilas hamizbeach. We'll talk a little more Sunday. We'll finish off with make a few other haros. But, okay, fine. The special din. That's a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa. That Chibas HaKodesh is machshir. Yeah, so since we machlokas in the Gemara in different places, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Parakut Halacha Yud Zayin, paskins that Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir Midrabanan. Right? There are other Rishonim who think that it's Machshir Min HaTorah. That's machlokas in the Gemara. It says in order to Yehuda the following. Here's where you get some excitement. It says in order to Yehuda the following. What's really the difference in the sugya between Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, which is a Din Drabanan? Of course, it's a Din Drabanan. The Tumas Drabanan, right? The Tumas Drabanan. But the Hekshar is Dam Chulin. That's Doraisa. So it's Mukhshar LeKabel Tumah Doraisa. But the chetza is only a tumah d'rabbanan, right? And, by the way, the second answer in Tosfos. What's the second answer in Tosfos? Or the first answer, but... he brought this animal through the water. I'm not sure exactly what was going on there. Like he took the animal skiing or something. What was going on there? And there's still enough dampness, right? You know, on the animal even after the shechita. So it is mukhshar. Okay, great. How often does that happen? That you take your kachim skiing with you before you do the shechita? What would you say? 80% of the time? 60% of the time? You haven't done research on it. That's a good, fair, cautious answer. I agree. Okay. Anyway, so the Note of Yudah says, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? Probably like the Chivas HaKodesh answer. But then you have the following interesting scenario. How come the Gemara says that when it comes to Mukdashim, right, you need barley, but when it comes to Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh, you don't. It's more Makel. Why? Both are Drabanan, or Chashash Drabanan. One is Tum Drabanan, one is Hachshu Drabanan. Big deal, they're both Drabanan. That's an Od Yehuda. Therefore, he says, you must say, this is Od Yehuda talking, that the Sugya is Aliba, or Tosas, or Rambam, or whoever has to read the Sugya that is discerning, or you know, distinguishing between Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh and Mukdashim, is according to the Mandamar, the Kibbutz HaKodesh is Makshir Doraisa. So if Kibbutz HaKodesh is Makshir Doraisa, then you understand why you need to say barley. You have to have out of protections, correct? Whoa. Okay. But the Rambam Paskins in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. Everybody have that open? Tumas Oslam Yud Zayin? Rama Paskins of Kibbutz HaKodesh is Rabbanan, right? Paras Kadshim Shavira Benahar V'Shachta Adain Mashka Tofeach Alei Arezu Makshera. Like it means people do this. V'tikach Nitsa Macha Tmeya, etc. Da-da-da-da. V'med V'amamurim Liyos HaBasar Taimei B'din Torah. Aval Histamei B'divreyem Eina Kodesh Tzarech Hekshe Ala Kibbutz HaKodesh Makshera HaBasar. Right? Says right, Omer Avram, Balol the second chulin, lamdu lechibas hakodesh shemakshirasa min haTorah, elishu safek in modin barisha v'sheni olo. It's also fascinating, right? Meaning it's min haTorah. Why does Rambam say it's Rabbanan? Rambam Paskins Rabbanan. But the Note of Yehuda's idea is as follows: the Gemara says there's a distinction between chulin shenasal taras hakodesh and kodesh, because the Gemara thinks that one is Rabbanan and one is daraisa. But the Rambam, Lahalacha, since he paskins Kibbutz HaKodesh is Drabanan, thinks that they're the same. And therefore he drops the requirement of Barili. And Eli's question, Eli's Ha'ara is not even as strong here, because, you know, instead of saying, you know, it's Kekodshim, we're kind of saying it's like the Drabanan, because it's only the Drabanan, the Mukshar, because we're assuming that we're not the norm, at least, is not the case where the animal was in the water. And it's Tofeach HaMenat Latviyah. Okay? However, okay, so that's an interesting chat. Okay, very fascinating, Noi Bihuda. But there are two things to point out. Number one, the assumption of the question. Just because the capacity to be Metameh is Durabanan, that means they're the same? In one case, the Tumah is Durabanan, right? In the other case, the Hechsher is Rabbanan. But the Tuma, or the Chesed's Nitan the Tuma, Doraisa. Right? That's an interesting question. Right? Again, if you think that there's only one, everything, all Rabbanans are the same and all Doraisas are the same, that's one thing. But even the Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh itself, again, what we might be saying, if Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh is, you know, exactly Kekodesh Midrabanan, you know, then maybe this is understandable. But if you think Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh itself is a more limited halacha, which it may very well be, then this is not necessarily the case. Moreover, how come there's no Din Drabanan in the Gemara, this is my question. I'm sure some Achron must ask, somebody must ask this question, or maybe they don't, but, right? Tosis question is based on the assumption that what? That Dam, based on the Gemara that we just read, let me give a little Aleph, that you only just read, that Dam Kachim is not Machshir. Correct? And Dam Chulin is Machshir. Right? No one ever said that Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, you know, is not Machshir. That's only because of the Chumra Daraisa? Meaning, what I'm trying to show is that Chulin Shanasa al Taras HaKodesh, Kekodesh, there seems to be a debate how Kekodesh is it. Both with regard to Kavana, with regard to the question whether it makes sense, you know, overriding the Rabbanan Daraisa distinction, right, about barley, and maybe with regard to Hekshar Adam, right? What is this argument about? But it's even more pronounced, and that's getting back to the Rashi and the Tosos that the Rashi and the Ramban that we discussed last time. Rashi seems to understand Arsugya doesn't seem to be obviously about Rishon Sheni or Kashash Midras to keep this Kodesh. I mean, Chagiga and Nida seem like obvious applications of Kulin Shinas Al Tarza Kodesh Kodesh. But here we're talking about, we're not talking about Rishon and Sheni and Shlishi, we're not talking about being Nizhar, right, to keep it Kodesh per se, right? We're talking about either a chiyuv shmira, right, minatahara of kachim minatame, or maybe even a step further, an iser latame. Right, those are two different things, although they're very overlapping. I mean, is there a chiyuv to protect Kodshim from becoming Tamei? Even more so, is there an Iser to make me a Tamei? Let's go a step further. Is there an Iser in Chulin Shanasa Atarus HaKodesh to eat it when it's Tamei, just like there's an Iser to eat Truma Tmeya and Kodshim Tamei? So those three questions are a bit ambiguous. I mean, Rashi, Alatar, seems to say that it's Osar Latameh Kulin Shanas Altar Sakodesh. That's what the Ramban is actually calling him out on. Right? Ramban says, Pirsh Rashi quotes the Rashi, we read it last time, right, the Halo is Hira Yisrael Al Tahara Sakulayan, right? Veinu mechubar she'enak pada be'iser tumaso elalomar shelechatchila moser osan lahen vein torim. Not an iser to be metame, just that, you know, you should, this is an exercise, you know, you should try to keep it tahar. Doesn't mean it's also metame. But oh, dechia minim bechulin shenas al taras hakodesh, right? Lo asil hashmina l'shehen Tahorin. Aval Iser ein betumasan. The man number kakodesh tami lav li Iser tumashalehen kamar. You disagree with Rashi. Rashi does think it's li Iser tumashalehen. The man number lav kakodesh lav laheter tumasan. El ledin taharasan pligi. Shaloka diri Rashi. Eloka perusha. But now it's hard to read the Gemara. If we're just talking about what the chalos is, or lechatchila to keep it that way, but there's no isolatame. Like, what's the Gemara talking about? Elachit perusha. Tomei bechulin maila memra pshita. Halok siva buhu shmira. On the one end, and again, that's why I read the Ramban's out of order. Right, for the Ramban, shmira. Right, whenever there's mishmeres, trumosai, kachim, there's a chalos. Shmira is not just making, you know, again, I should add, I think it's the Ritva Alatar, when he quotes this Ramban about Tzavik Tov Rishus Harabim, he turns it into the psul of Hesach Hadas. Because Hesach Hadas in Kachim is Tamid. That's what the Ramban means. Since you were in Shomer in Hesach Hadas, it's Mitame. The Hesach Hadas itself is Mitame. Okay, is that what the Ramban means? Methinks not. However, I do think that there might be a connection. I mean, what I really think Ramban means is what he says. That is that there's a chiyuv shmira. Does that also, I think this is an open question, connected to the fact that Hesva Chadas is Metame, or are those two different deep? I think there's a good chance that they're connected. But if they're connected, it's not that the chiyuv shmira, right, is a function of Hesva Chadas being Metame. It's more that Hesva Chadas is Metame because not only is there a chiyuv shmira, but when you ignore that chiyuv shmira, right, it even affects the Chafza. But it's also dependent. The Chiddush of the Ramban, as I've mentioned before, is that Shmira means not relying on Klalei Sfeikos, and that Shmira isn't just a super Siag, it's a Chalos, meaning the things that you're supposed to be Shomer. Not just to make sure even more that the result doesn't happen, but the negligence itself, meaning the lack of attentiveness itself, is a problem, because these are the kind of things that need your focus and attention. I don't think it's only the psul of Pesach Adar, but I think it's connected to the psul of Pesach Adar. I think I mentioned that in the context of there's a Ramban, a bunch of, by the way, the Ramban in Shmos, on Trefa, Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li. So when he talks there about the difference between, you know, Isurim Mituavim, right, and those that are just a function of the opportunity of Kedusha, like Trefa, right, at one point he says, you know, but there's, you know, if there's no din of Shmira Mimenu, I think, again, the light of the Ramban here, it's very important. In Matzah, it says Ushmarta B'samatzos, the Ramban has a Kiddush. Details I'll leave out, but just the broad idea. In Mechamos, in Pesachim, and Daf Lamed Vav or so, right there, the question is, can you make matzah, right, in a way that doesn't have the potential to become chametz? Oh. So normally we have this rule, kol she'enu b'bal tocho chametz, she'enu b'chol matzah. And that's why it has to be a min, which is nitan l'chimutz, chameshes aminim, and, you know, that might be the idea behind, you know, beperos, ein machmitzim, and tevel, says the Gemara, you know, if ein yisachal yisar, so you can't eat matzah shel tevel, because it's not bali de yisrachim. A whole discussion about that question. Okay, we talked about it pre-Pasach in the past. There's a debate in the Rishonim about matzah ashira. If you make matzah without water, right, so it doesn't have the ability to become chametz, is that just a problem of, you know, matzah ashira because there's like amoni? Or is that also a problem that just not, there's no shei matzah? Because it's not nitan to becoming chametz. Or is that already more of a technicality because the, you're using the right ingredients, there's no iser, and so on. That's the question. That's a debate between the Rishonim. So the Ramban is trying to justify the view of the Rif, which is that if this cannot turn into chametz technically, right, then it's mufka from matzah and matzah's mitzvah. So the Ramban has two views. One of the views is, because the Torah says, ushmartem es ha-matzos. So you have to have the challenge, you know, which requires you to be shomer, right? If it can't become chametz, then there's no shmartim. If there's no shmartim, then there's no shem matos mitzvah. So again, we take a step back and you think about that. Like ein lecha shmira gedola mizu, you take a process, you know, which guarantees that there'll never be chametz. Why is that a lack of shmira? Maybe if you want to say that the relationship, the yin and the yang, you know, the pro chametz anti, the pro matzah anti chametz, you know, kind of conflict, you know, is a lot. Kol she'enu b'bal tocho chametz, enu b'chol matzah per se, understood. But from a Shmira Ushmartam Asamatas point of view, this is a problem. But the Ramban holds, this is, the, I believe, it's the same as the Ramban here. The Ramban holds this idea that Shmira is not result-oriented. Shmira is not about, you know, more and more safeguards to make sure you'll get the pristine result. Shmira is an approach, it's an orientation. There are areas of halacha, right, which we can, you know, which we have reasonable, we apply reasonable standards to, right? And then and those we can also apply klalei safek, l'chatchila or b'diavad, that we'll get to, right? Including things like, you know, seka, safek shesarabim, lohakel. And then there are certain areas of halakha where our level of engagement and standards are such, our hands-on, you know, involvement needs to be ushmartim. Not just because the result demands it. If the result demands it, then if you undertake the process in a way that you don't need shmira, that's even better. Enecha shmira gedola mizu. But if shmira means your involvement and your engagement, your hands-on, you know, connection to this, then you can't have that if there's no risk. Again, you don't take unnecessary risks. But you have to have a process. You need the positive input. The Chiddush of the Ramban is that Shmira isn't a negative. It's not a siag. Shmira is a chalos. It's a kiyum. Right? That's why Torah sometimes for Ushmartim as a Shabbos, Ushmartim as a Matzos, right? Mishmeres Trumosai. Here it's a Shir in the Cheftza also. Anyways, so what is it here? What do you have here? So the Ramban initially says, there's no pasuk that says there's Shmira, or there's no makor for Shmira, is there? That's the Havamina of the Gemara. That's a discussion. The Lok Siva Shmira, Ubevadei Matzi Shachit, right? Because there's no requirement of Shmira. V'yizahir shelo yiga b'basar. The kiva l'ksiv b'hu Shmira, p'shita shein choshishin. Afil nasin b'tahara. O nasin al taras truma. Uparik. B'chulin shenas al taras ha-kodesh. V'kasavar k'kodesh. V'kimide k'kodesh. Sol k'daitin. He's even then not so sure about it. But at least that's what the sugya is saying. It's almost like he's giving himself the out to say, well, this is the Gemara in Chulin. They think that. Maybe not everybody who holds Altaras HaKodesh Kodesh holds this way. Right? But this is what they think. La'abed behu maila kikadshim. This is fascinating language. V'liboy shimur v'lisrinu shemayiga v'lavadayte o mishum gzera de kadshim. Tamashmalan. Okay? So Tomar, Kekodesh, Lav Kekodesh. And he gufa kamashmal, and that Kekodesh, you know, doesn't include that. Well, Lama Amrina and Lakaman Bakulin Gufalo Itzra Kun Shanatal Tar Lav Kekodesh. Shama Iso Kadaita Lav Kekodesh. Pshita the lake of the Migzar Mishum Mukdashim. Shakama Yomilus Yeshbanam. Balam Mishum Shemanaga. Basically, the Ramban is walking a very fine type. So let me get finish this up. Rashi holds in the sugya that chun shenas al taras kekodesh kekodesh means not only that tzrichim li zaher or chayiv li zaher or that there's a chiyuv shmira, but that there's an isur latame midrabanan. That's what Rashi holds. Very remarkable. In right. If you look at Rashi and later on, Lama Dalid, Rashi seems to say it's a broader idea of achilas chulin b'tahara even, that you shouldn't be metame things. Tosis on Lama Hei Lama Aleph calls out Rashi. Says, well, what is that? Where did that come from? Right. Rashi himself, in other places, seems to reject the notion that in chulin is an isur latame. But here, certainly, if it's Kekodesh Dami, Rashi thinks that there's an Isur L'Tam. The Ramban, however, says there's no Isur L'Tam. There might not even be an Isur of Shmira, a Chiyuv of Shmira, But maybe there is, and if there is, maybe it's a din in Shmira, or maybe it's because Chulin Shenasa al Taharas HaKodesh Kodesh has the malos of Kodesh. What does he mean by that? So one more point, and then we'll wrap all this up. And the Rabban Paskins Chulin Shenasa al Taharas HaKodesh is not Kodesh. But it does imply, when it comes to Truma, Chulin Shenasa al Taharas Truma is Truma. That's interesting. And it also in Pirush Mishnayos in some cases, Tara and Taharos. The Mikdash David does the heavy, I brought it, but I'm not going to read it because it's too late, but in the Taharos section, not in the Kachim one, the Sefer Mikdash David, people should be familiar, very important Sefer on Zeroyim, Kachim, and Taharos. So he has this whole discussion, starting with the Rashi and the Ramban, then moving to the Rambam. Is there an Isra of Achila, behold, where it starts off, is it Simen Mem, Taharos HaKodesh? Amir Lechulin, but he quotes Pirush Rashi, Chayv Lehibad Al-Midrabanon, Lesus Kotsu, etc. Yesh La'ayin, M.K. Mam Tartzin, Lechulin Shanaf Al-Taharos HaKodesh. Benira, Lechulin Al-Taharos HaKodesh, Eina Rak Shazeh Adam Kibel Al-Ablako, Lechulin Al-Taharos HaKodesh, Zikanami Chulin, Al-Taharos HaKodesh, Kishamat Bittav Zeshi Al-Taharos HaKodesh, Tachazina Ve'almadaf Badim Shaloki Bo'klau Ika Gam Kain Chulin Al-Taharos HaKodesh. V'hacha V'tami Sheshocha B'chulin Shanaas Al-Taharos HaKodesh Mayri Shehitpis Ve'em Azu Shetei Al-Taharos HaKodesh V'su Lo'chazi Li Mei Tumaso Hinei Mizu Asugya Nira D'chulin Al-Taharos HaKodesh K'kodesh Inu Rak L'inyan Shetpul Yom O'Shlishi Posel Bahem Da'af L'Isurin Hem Chalukim Mishar Chulin. Against the Rambam. Alma also litamos, chulin shenas al taharas hakodesh, masheikim bechulin, right? Bitahara. Lefizel okashi kushet hatosis, chulin lamed hey. Against Rashi. Lefizel kivin de chazin in the also litamos chulin, imkein shapernaf kamina maika shlishi bechulin, answers all sorts of questions. Then he quotes the Rambam, Mishka Vemosha. Nir mized, the im nitmu bavadai, Rambam seems to say that if you have a suffix, you know, you're not tola. If chulin shenas al taharas hakodesh is kakodesh or truma is katruma, then in the case of suffix, you would burn it. Nir mized, the im nitmu bevadai tuma sorfin chulin shenas al taharas hakodesh. The nir mized gam kein the chulin al taharas hakodesh shava dineim lekachim. The nitmu asurim bachila utunim srefa. And then he goes on with it. So, the truth is, I think it goes a little further. I don't think the Raya, you know, for Rashi says it's also the Tavos, it doesn't necessarily mean it's also Lachal. Maybe the Rambam holds that if you hold Al Taharas HaKodesh Kodesh, maybe that's one of the reasons, again, that the Rambam doesn't want to go that far, because he thinks that if you do go that far. Oh, so what's the idea? I think the idea is that even, again, if it's all just Nihugei Agavra, then you should limit this very significantly. Even then, if it's Nihugei Agavra, is the din of Shmira a din in Nihugei Agavra? Or is that a din in the Chalos Cheftza that you're dealing with? That's kind of what I was just discussing about the Ramban. I think that's why the Ramban is so ambivalent. The Ramban is willing to say, oh, maybe the Sugya, maybe, or this Sugya, is saying, Chulin Shenas Al Taharas HaKodesh Lagabe Shmira, but certainly not Lagabe Iser, and certainly not Lagabe, not Iser Latame, not Iser Lachol. As for Shmira, maybe the issue is, that's why he says it. Maybe it's treated like malos, or it's like kachim, because maybe that's a din in the zahiras. It's like an exaggerated zahiras. But if you hold that the din shmira in kachim and in truma is not about zahiras to make extra security measures that you don't get that result, you know, even less, legitimate room, you know, for safek. But it really is a din, maybe it is that, but that itself is a function of the status of the mamad, in other words, of truma or of kachim. You also might be mechalik in that, by the way, between chulin and kachim. We'll talk about that briefly. If that's what you hold, then saying that it applies to chulin al taharas hakodesh is a big deal. Right? Certainly if you think there's an isur litame or lechol, you're applying cheftz dinim already to this otherwise, you know, exercise. I mentioned before that there's a view in the Gemara that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is not kakodesh, but it's ketruma. So again, some of the achronim in Chagiga and elsewhere are very troubled by this. He didn't accept upon himself the level of truma. He wants to accept upon himself the level of kodeshim. So we say, oh, he can't do that. It doesn't register. Interesting. Rashi says, basically Rashi here, Rashi there, that it's the why would you paskin chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh as lav kodesh dami? Rashi in chulin and Rashi in chagiga say, anybody? Looks like somebody saying something. Excellent. But ladaita it's a kalad. So the Achron talk about that also. Like, is this a typical but ladaita it's a kalad? What is that? So it could be, so bata daitalitzel kaladim, and then it becomes, there's a view in the Gemara that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that becomes truma? He didn't bargain for truma. He was shooting for the stars. You know, he wanted to make kodeshim. So he said, what, it's not serious, it's bata daitalitzel kaladim? Well, what is that? And it becomes truma? And when do we apply bata daitalitzel? So the view that holds that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh becomes truma, not kodshim, clearly seems to think that there's a din in the chepza, meaning maybe you can't simulate kodshim. You know, and your effort to upgrade this thing only goes as far as truma. It assumes that these are levels, even though you're not thinking truma. What do you mean? Truma's bechlal kodshim? Not really either. Not in many things, but it's a level in tahara. Interesting. Oh. So this is the question. Even if you hold that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh does create midrabanan, a kalos or a chefza, it's not kodshim. Put it this way. Within the world of kodshim and truma, right, there's another question to ask. Kodshim and truma are sensitive to tahara. It goes a little bit to the questions that we began with. Right. But there are still dinim that have to do with there being chepta shel kodshim. In the interaction between, put it this way, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh or chulin shenasu al taras truma don't have the dinim of truma and of kodshim that have nothing to do with tahara. Right? So even when it comes to the dinim that do have to do with tahara, right, there becomes a very interesting, subtle question, and that is, those are tahara dinim that express themselves in cheftas like kodshim and truma, in which case that you can have chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, you can have chulin shenasu al taras truma, because it's about the level of tahara, just that it's limited to and expresses itself in these kind of keftas, so we're saying, oh, we're simulating that level, because it's a level of tahara. Right? But something that has to do, even though it's about the interaction or the interface of tumma and truma, tumma and kodshim, with the status of kodshim and truma per se, I mean, this isn't kodshim and it isn't truma. Right. So there are some dinim, let's say, that are obviously not going to apply to chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, chulin shenasu al taras truma. Because they're kachim and truma dinim, and it's not chefta shel kachim, it's not chefta shel truma. But which dinim depend on that, and which dinim depend on kachim and truma betoras, the status of kachim? The status within tahara. Right, the Isra Achila, the Isra Lisrof, the Isra Latamos, the Din of Shmira, like which dinim are Kodshim and Truma dinim? Which dinim are Taharos, you know, that apply, of course, only to certain types of Cheftas dinim? And which are kind of if there is a middle category, the interface between. Taras Truma, Taras Kachim. Not Kachim, not Truma, but also not just Taharos on a certain level. That goes back to the question that we were talking about before, the Turi Evan question, which is, how come we care about Midrash, but we don't have a category for Kavana and Tvila? Well, number one, that's not about Nihugei Agabra, probably. Not clearly, that's about a status. But maybe, is that a din in the status of Tahara? Or is it even maybe a din in the status of Truma and Kachim per se? Not as hechatimtsis of levels of Tahara. Interesting. What about Hechshar Adam? Interesting question. Right? What about an absolute equation with Mukdashim regarding barley and for other reasons? And what about Shmira, Isol Tamei, Isol Lachol, Isol Lisrof? What about those two? And within all of that, is there a reason maybe to be mechalek between Chulin Shenasal, Taras HaKodesh, and Chulin Shenasal, Taharos Truma? Can you simulate, Truma or Kodshim, at least Legabe, the Tahara part of it, more in one of those than in the other? That's an interesting question, too. Why did the Rambam paskin that Kulin Shenasal Taras Truma is Truma, but Kulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh is not Kodesh? Is it because Truma or the Dine Tahara that connect with Truma are more accessible or at least more derivative of the Tahara part of it than the Kachim parts? So in the Sefer Mitzvah of Sanjigon, by the way, he has two opposite views regarding, he talks about this question also, not exactly the same way, but namely, when you hold Kodesh Nasal Taras HaKodesh Kodesh, or Truma Ketruma, right? He quotes Rashi and Ramban and others. Like, what does it mean, Legabe Shmira, Legabe Isolatame, Legabe Isorachila, Legabe, look, he discusses those things. And at one point he says, well, maybe if you hold Kodesh Nasal Taras HaKodesh Kodesh, then you're going to simulate, Kodeshim, somewhat. Or at least vis-a-vis these deen. He doesn't make that distinction, I think. But maybe not Truma. Or he says maybe the opposite. And he has a curious line. He says, after all, there is a mandamar that Kulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh is Lavka Kodesh, but Kulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh is Ketruma, which is Sakat Rambam. Doesn't that mean in a way that Truma is more accessible to Kulin than Kodesh is? I'm not sure if it means that. I think it's curious that he thinks it might mean that, in which case maybe simulating Truma of some of these dinim, then you'd get the situation that the mandamar holds, Kulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh is Kekodesh, thinks that's a very limited halacha. In other words, again, it's kind of similar to other things we've found. You could say, well, the mandamar holds Kulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh is even Kekodesh. It shows he thinks this his skybus, this kalos, is pretty far-reaching. And if it's pretty far-reaching, then, push it as far as it can in terms of applying and not being mechalek. Except for maybe Rabbanan Daraisa, or pure Kepsishol Kachim things, where the Tahara part is irrelevant or negligible. But if you hold Chulin Shenasal Taras Truma, is Ketruma but not Kekachim, it shows that to begin with, you're thinking that this is a more limited simulation. That's why I can't achieve the Kachim part. So even in the Truma, it's going to be less. Or no, it's the opposite. To achieve Chefzashol Kachim, even in its interface with Tahara, or maybe the Dine Tahara of Kachim, are inextricably bound with Chefzashol Kachim itself. But since Truma and Meiser Shani are not Kachim, and yet they have this Tahara interface, maybe that's more about an expression of Tahara. So maybe there is Dafka more accessible. Again, he doesn't formulate it this way, but he has these two deos, whether qualitatively he would make it way over time. Okay, so let's stop here. I'm not going to speak more about Kulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh, probably, because it's just so massive and we need to get out of it. But I do want to start on Sunday. I want to probably say a few more things about Kibbutz HaKodesh and about you know, the Tosis about Mesapteches and Lisa come under Nishayli just for a second, are a few things. And then I want to go on to a little bit of Cherev Chacholim very quickly, just to know what the issues are, just to remind everybody. And mostly I want to start with Klisharis, hopefully on Sunday, definitely not Tuesday. Okay?
Yeah,
you had your hand up.
What?
You had your hand up.
No.